The phone lines are open at 221-1402 on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and we have a number of things we're going to be talking about. This is Carl Bott, and I welcome you here to Thursday, and we've got people running around right now in my studio trying to turn things on. Hey, I'd like to introduce my producer who's turning things on, Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey man, you're damming up my flow. You two running around here trying to turn on your thing.
Are we damming up your flow?
My flow is damned. Of course, it's been damned before. And of course, my beautiful
Not
wife.
Not my fault, Senor.
Yeah, my beautiful wife, Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? We woke up this morning. I don't know. Is it just rant day?
Well, you've been on one for
a while. I'm ticked off about a lot of stuff today.
Okay, this is what got us started this morning. We just heard on the news, and you may have heard about it, too, if you were listening, is that the Canadian Supreme Court has just ruled that if you are fat, you get to have two seats on an aircraft for the price of one. Not even plus a dollar. You get two for one. And you know what? What's going on with that?
Well, I don't know. We have to be very careful here because we're treading on water of what is considered obese, what is considered overweight, and they have changed the flights as far as the room of how wide a seat is because
I think they've gotten smaller.
They've gotten smaller
and tighter in there because they can force more people into the seats.
Now, I think personally, they should designate one aisle to people who have disabilities or have some kind of medical condition.
You mean like six seats or something like that.
That's an aisle.
Okay. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Or, you know.
No, it's a row.
Well, whatever. A row. You're right, honey.
Okay.
So sorry.
Anyway, but I see what you're saying. That you're absolutely right. There should be like six seats on the plane that are set up for disability or obese people. Now, the problem is with that is obesity has become an epidemic in our country.
And people are accepting it. And the thing is that this is just accepting it more. And the reality is that, it's just the plus sizes and it's become a way of people to just say, okay, it's just the way it is. My body's changing and I have to accept the fact that I put on 50 pounds since I've been 20.
Yeah, but they've been doing studies where you've got kids that are 10, 11, and 12 who've got their arteries are so clogged up with cholesterol, they've got the arteries of a 45-year-old. So this kind of goes into this. This is kind of like accepting obesity. And by the way, it's not your fault. Now there are conditions that do cause it. You know,
yes.
And so I don't want people to misunderstand that. If there's a physical condition that causes this, that's one thing.
It's not a Dorito epidemic.
Not a Dorito epidemic.
And the thing is that we know what it was like to fly to Europe and come back and have our legs and our arms and everything crossed for 10, 15 hours. That was just about made us feel crippled.
Well, yeah, but, that was something that was an option that we chose to do. Anyway, hey, look, this is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Jim, what do you got?
Hey, rants. Boy, this must be the day of rants. I got a rant, too. You know, Carl, your radio show seems to be just about the perfect forum to get some stuff done, and I got something in my craw. Would you give me about 40 seconds to lay this out, and let's see if we can make some changes to our area here for, one increment at a time, if nothing more?
Start firing. Let's do it. Open fire.
Here we go. I know there are many KQMS listeners like myself who have grown tired and bored with the Sean Hannity show. His opinions are lukewarm at best, and his entertainment factor on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, is constantly in the 2 zone, which is unacceptable. Over the months, Carl, I and millions of other conservative talk show fans have discovered Lou Dobbs. His program, Carl, is in the same time slot as Hannity, and his opinion is his quest and his interest in returning America to a proud position are unbeatable. So, Carl, I would ask the listeners who have a strong opinion on whether or not to dump Hannity for Lou Dobbs to call, write, email their... their opinions to KQMS, and let's see if we can have some intelligent, conservative, independent thought besides your show, Carl, regarding the politics and programs in our great country. What do you think of that?
I think, Jim, that that was a well-thought-out ideas about who you want to have in here. Now, you know what? Change is good. There are times that, you know, of course, there was, we just had one election. It was based on change. Well, we should start thinking about change everywhere.
That's right.
You know, the thing too about it is this. When I was in Iraq, I would be, the times, because we'd have, people think we didn't get news, but in the chow halls, you'd have the big screens, you'd have Fox, CNN, but a lot of times it was sports for everybody. But Lou Dobbs, see, I never listened to Lou Dobbs. What I saw was this one thing on his screen, it was like a sign constantly on his screen, war against the middle class. And
yeah.
I thought he was one of those liberal commentators
because I never heard him. Carl,
I know.
He's more conservative than just about Rush Limbaugh. He's a guy that'll take them all on. If he doesn't like, whoever the president is or whoever the vice, he labels himself as an independent, and after you listen, Carl, I think you would agree.
Well, no, that's what I was going to tell you, Jim. Over there, because I just never listened, I just saw the signs behind it,
behind him.
I thought, here's another liberal commentator, war against middle America, all that. But after coming back and listening to Lou Dobbs, I think you're absolutely right. The man is really bright, and I tell you, somebody else is, Glenn Beck.
Yeah, Glenn Beck's good, but, I think we should go with Dobbs, because I think right at the moment, things change, like you said, and I think Lou's got his finger more on the trigger, and I think he'd be more acceptable to the general audience out here. I mean, if you want to really hear some strong opinions, I don't know, this will really get some people ran. Check out Michael Savage. This guy is a little bit insane, but this guy really is the leader of the pack in some regards.
Well, I tell you the thing about Michael Savage is I've heard Michael Savage say things, and again, I'm being parochial.
Berkeley
I heard
graduate.
Him say some things about the Marine Corps that were completely, absolutely wrong.
Yeah,
he was taking.
Nobody's perfect, including myself, Carl. How about yourself?
Well, it's my show.
Huh?
It's my show.
I know.
So.
Hey,
you're right.
That was a rant. I think it's going around. I think that must be something with those clouds that those jets fly over, and they put that stuff in the clouds because I woke up in a rant too, Linda. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Thanks,
you know,
Jim.
What? That was really well executed.
Okay, you know what we get?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? You know these callers that come in. I mean, they've got their thoughts out there, and the thing about it is he's right. Lou Dobbs is great, and we have Sean Hannity on the station, and it's like this: if you don't like who's on the station here, this is the greatest thing about this country. It's not state sponsored. If you want somebody else on here, you just have to write in and say, "Hey, I really like this," or "I really dislike this," and I promise you, they do take that into account. When they're signing people up on these contracts. Anyway. Okay, other rants. Okay, I know there's other people out there. Let's talk about Proposition 8. Hey, here I thought Proposition 8 was over. I thought that people had voted on it. I thought that Supreme Court had overturned it for whatever reason. And now they voted on it again. And now it's back in the courts again. What's going on here? If you read both sides, like today in the Wrecking Searchlight, you've got Proposition 8. They talk about the bullying. But even though that three-fourths of the article is written by a Los Angeles Times editorial guy, which, of course, means is that he's kind of looking further to the left than any of us, he talks about how the churches are bullying people, how they've already told the Supreme Court justices that, hey, you vote against this, remember Roseburg. We had a recall election and out she went.
Can I say something?
Sure, of course.
What part of no don't people understand, A? And B, is that, did I hear you say or did I hear a group of people say somewhere that the wording confused people?
Well, I think the wording in the bill. Well, I've heard people say that, but again, it's like, hanging Chad or anything like that. You gotta be, if the wording of something confuses you, that means you don't understand the proposition. And then that's bad on you. But you're right. People said that probably confused maybe 5 or 6% of the voters. Now, which way though? you could say, oh, I thought it meant to do this. But the point is that if they didn't read it well enough, they didn't understand it. Well, if those are people making the decisions out there, and they voted. How many people were for or against this proposition that just didn't vote at all? Hey, look, this is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got some stuff to sell here. The phone lines are lighting up, but we're going to talk about Proposition 8. We're going to talk about the benefits to the utility companies and the rise in that, and a number of other things on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. It looks like rant day. Let's go. Russell.
Morning, Carl.
Hey, what you got?
Oh, well, I'm calling to talk about Prop 8.
Okay.
And what I see this as is this has nothing to do about rights, because gay couples do have rights.
Okay.
The only thing they didn't have was the ability to go down to a city hall and buy a marriage license.
Did they have the right to inherit property?
I believe they should have the right to inherit property. If somebody, you know, if they have proof that they are a couple and they've been living together and there's not a will, property should be inherited over.
So in other words, they should have every civil right that everybody else has, legal rights.
And that's the key phrase right there, civil right. Yes, civil right they should have.
Why not? That makes sense.
Because whether you like their lifestyle or not, they are people.
Well, they're United States citizens.
Right.
Oh, you know, they're United States citizens. Many have fought in the wars for our country.
And what people do behind closed doors is none of our business anyway.
The problem I have here is this isn't about their civil rights. This is about their forcing acceptance of their lifestyle on us. It's a forcing of us losing rights that we have.
Okay.
It's in other states. I don't want my children to have to be exposed to this through school. If they win their case, they're going to start teaching gay marriage in the schools, and our kids are going to be forced to read these books about these lifestyles. It shouldn't happen. Our churches are going to be forced to conduct gay marriages, whether they want to or not, even though they have a moral disbelief in it.
You know,
doctors
are
not going to be able to say no to them. They're trying to force this on us because they didn't have the numbers to come out and say, yes, we're going to do it, because the moral biblical society in this state stepped forward and said again, resoundingly, no, we do not want this.
And you know, the people that voted for this wasn't just it was black, white, Hispanic. It was 52% of the people of the state voted for the proposition. So you're right. Okay, Russell, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Thank you. About the Proposition 8, the way it was written,
yes, ma'am.
It was very clear how it was written the first time until Jerry Brown changed the wording in it, and that's when it became very confusing. He turned it around and made it sound like anybody who didn't want Proposition 8 was being discriminatory.
Well, that's true, and Jerry Brown is the man that's right now is pushing for the state to afford to go to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
You think Jerry's running for office again?
I hope not.
Oh, stand by.
Thank you.
You know what? It could be is between Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. That would be a great choice.
Yeah.
Hey, Linda, anything else?
No, that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Carl.
Good morning.
You're on. What's your rant?
Oh, no rant.
Oh, too bad.
But good for Russell. Good for Linda.
Okay.
Anyway, I was calling to regarding change in schedule.
Oh, okay.
From that gentleman in the previous hour, he wanted to get rid of Sean Hannity, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have another suggestion.
Okay.
Dennis Prager.
Dennis Prager. Okay.
From the Los Angeles, KRLA 870.
Okay.
Excellent. Each hour is a different hour. He's from 9 to noon.
You know, I've heard Dennis Prager, and he has written, I mean, I've read some of the things he has written, and
yes,
a lot of them are well written.
He has columns, pieces, and his books are excellent. Very intelligent man.
Okay, Dennis Prager.
Would be a wonderful asset.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You write to you go to the programming here at KQMS and say, hey, you know what? I like to hear this person instead. Because what happens is the station is locked into contracts up to a certain point. But when it comes up for contracts, then the negotiations go on and all that. And if enough people are saying that, hey, we'd rather have this person as opposed to this person, they listen to that. And again, it's the, whoever comes in and voices what they want. Otherwise.
The squeaky wheel.
Right. They look at the ratings.
Okay.
And the ratings say that people listen to, Rush and Sean and whatever, but it doesn't mean that they wouldn't listen to somebody else. So that's the way you do it.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Steve, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, we're standing upright. We're all right.
You talk about voter disenfranchisement. Boy, I'll tell you what. I get so tired of voting stuff in this state just to have it thrown right into the courts. Well, just turn around and just toss it out or change it.
And they do. And the thing is, it's that, courts, to me, they're a check and balance, okay? However, you can have a number of people that are also trying to legislate from that bench. And,
right.
And I have a problem with that.
Hey, have you ever read a book called Unintended Consequences?
I did, but it was a while ago.
Hey, wasn't that a blueprint of how to take care of this problem?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I read that one or what it is.
It had to do with people that are trying to take away your Second Amendment rights.
Oh, now.
It's a great book.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Maybe I didn't read that.
Read it. Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. I'm not sure what that
you
one was.
You better read that book.
I better read it, because if he's going to talk about it, I should take a look at it.
I'll tell you what, we'll read it out loud together. How's that?
That's good. So in case we get scared. Okay, hey, look, this is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Looks like this is Rant Day. It's Carl Bott. Join us on the other side. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. We've had quite a few rants this morning, and it will continue because we have a few more things.
Did you read the local section today in the Record Searchlight?
Yeah, well, part
section
of it.
Section B.
Yeah, what about it?
Woman charged in embezzlement.
Another one?
I don't know. Is this just a way for women? It's always women. You never see man charged in embezzlement.
You know, and since I've lived here, and it's been a year and a half.
It's a shoe fix.
I tell you what, it's a shoe fix.
They watched too much Sex in the City, and they realized how much clothes really cost.
That was a sexist comment.
Well,
you're sexist.
I'm a girl.
You're a girl.
I can say it if I want.
I couldn't say it. Kelly couldn't say it. Kelly, see, again, we're being discriminated
anyway,
against.
Anyway, I don't, what's that about?
You know what, it has been. It's been like five or six women. But, those are the ones that are handling, for some reason, are handling the books. But the one that really got me was the one that had been fired from her job for embezzlement. And they, after she had paid it back or whatever, she was hired by another firm as their financial officer. And the first firm couldn't say anything because there's some kind of law that says you can't say nasty things about people in their resumes or something. I'm not sure if that's true. But I found that one really interesting. Okay. What about this rate hike? They're talking about, a rate hike for our electricity again. And, people are arguing this both ways, is that, we have not had these huge rate hikes. But again, the cost of natural gas is going down, so that cost should go down. But the electric company says, wait a minute, we buy out a long wave of contracts, and that's been able to hold our prices at a certain level. But then from what I understand on the investigating group from the Searchlight again says is that our electric utility company, who wants full benefits, not to share in the cost of that, is having kind of a slowdown in electrical service. Did you hear about that? Where after November 8th, nobody went out to fix things because that was overtime. And overtime is kind of like something you volunteer to do. So that's just not something they wanted to do. Good morning. Margie.
Yes.
You're on.
Well, this is Rant Day. I want to tell you a funny story.
Okay, hey, we're going for it.
Yesterday, I started my Christmas shopping. So I had a person in mind to give a subscription to the local paper for a year as a Christmas gift. So I called up out there. First of all, I said, do you have gift certificates? He said, no. And I thought, well, that's okay. I'll make out a card. Then I said, how much is the Record Searchlight for a year? Well, I'll have to go look that up. And I said, well, I want to give it as a Christmas present. So she says, well, give me the name of the person that you want it to go to. So I did. So she looks that up. She wanted my gift subscription to cover a bill this person has owed for 4 months. My paper would only run up to the point where her bill took place. Can you believe that?
No, can't.
Oh, well, yeah, I can.
I hung up.
First of all, the reason she had to go check the prices because nobody's ever bought a subscription to Record Searchlight for a year.
Well, And I guess it won't happen yet.
Oh, you know what? This is so good because we got to get to Bruce and a couple of these guys over there.
Yeah,
in fact,
Bruce.
We met their only remaining reporter for the Record Searchlight the other day at the Veterans Day parade out there at the city of Shasta Lake. He was out there and he had a little sign on it that said, "We'll write for food." So.
And a free umbrella.
And a free umbrella.
Well, I thought this was a little strange story that I could rant about this morning.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Marge.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, you know what? This is Rant Day. It doesn't have to be anything I'm talking about or Linda or Kelly, but, you know, let's just go for it. I mean, if there's something out there that's bothering you.
Customer service,
Let's talk about the planning of the city engineers on Hilltop. You know, hey, guys, you realize what you're doing to the businesses? Hello. Even the people that's working on this there, you know, and the workers out there doing a good job, and I'm not going after them, but they park their cars in the people's spots. They're doing business, so now people don't have a place to park. Are they open? They say, okay, we need to keep one of the driveways open, so they block half of two driveways. Well, that's a whole driveway. You know, obviously they don't understand that. They put turn signs and no turn signs in places. You just know it's going to cause an accident, so I don't understand everything that's going on there. I just know they're spending a lot of money.
Well, we're
going
to have a personal rant on that later, but we're going to have to really pull together our marbles and make sure that we have all the facts on that with somebody who is a...
A what?
Sponsor.
Oh, well, yeah, there's some other things going on that way, too. But, yeah, the... But if you just look at Hilltop and the way that's been set up right now, I mean, it's if you look at it, you know, taking all the wires down, I think that's a good idea. I mean, it really is. It's beauty. But, you know, right, and again, we're right in the middle of everything dropping. I mean, if you, land tax or tax on your property should have dropped. And if it hasn't dropped, you need to go down and ask for a reassessment of your property. And they'll come out and they'll drop your taxes. And they're doing that.
I think we have a caller that's going to rant about Hilltop now. Let's go to the phones.
Daniel.
Well, how are you, Colonel?
Hey, you know what? We're here. We're having a good time. Today's rant day and everybody's got a little something going.
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to call you about something else, but when you mentioned Hilltop, you know, the thing that I'll disagree with you one thing a little about, and that's the, regulating the left turns and that kind of stuff. It worked out pretty good over there on Dana Drive, actually.
Okay.
But, you know, and I don't want to beat up on those palm trees too much, but if you look at how tall those things are, as soon as they drop those fronds, I'll guarantee you there's going to be trucks going down there and it's going to hit and rip fronds off, damaged trucks, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's just something else that we've managed to do. I mean, it's kind of like when Congress passes a law, they don't think beyond the end of their session right there.
That's it. And, you know, but most things, and that's another thing that gets me going, everything Congress does is based on, am I going to get somebody's votes, not what's right for the country.
Well, you know, at some point, I hope that we learn a lesson. You know whose fault that is? It's our fault. Because we keep putting them back in there. I mean, it's like they're doing what's right for their party and for, you know, a small constituents instead of saying, hey, what is right for our country? I tell you, you want to go on a rant on that one. That'll get us. I think that should get everybody going is why aren't we electing people that's doing what's right for the country? I don't know if Barack Obama is going to do what's right for the country. He says he's going to, but let's just wait and see. And if he doesn't, I tell you, I'll lead the charge to get rid of him.
I'm waiting for him. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
You have to.
Mr. Clinton got in there. I wasn't one of those fools that said, well, if Mr. Clinton or Mr. Obama gets elected, then I'm going to pack my bags and leave the United States like Alec Baldwin and a lot of those other fools.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that said that, I send them all emails. If I could find an email address that my truck's available, I'll help get loose.
Well, I tell you what, if I had been Bush when I'd gotten in, I said, hey, by the way, for all those people that said they want to leave the country, I've just told my immigration people to facilitate any passport help they need to get out.
Yep.
Anyway.
But I'm going to send you an email here pretty quick. I think we need to get a new budget or ballot initiative going to change the Constitution. You know, the sheriff says that we can't have a Joe Arpaio-style jail set up out there in Tent City because the California Constitution doesn't allow for it. So, you know, we can give all of our sheriffs and all the, 52 counties in California an opportunity to do just that if we get a change in the California Constitution.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. I tell you what, anybody, any prisoners that live better than Marines in the field just kind of irks me. Hey, we got to take a break here. Thanks, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. As you know, this is rant day. It didn't start out, well, it did start out that way. So if you've got something, it doesn't have to be, anything we're talking about, just something that just kind of like frost your butt. Give us a call on the other side. Hey, welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda, you started this morning with your little rant on the way in here.
Well, you know, every now and then I wake up and I'm just like, ooh. We turn on Fox News and I'd go, ooh.
Yeah, she wakes up like that and I go, yeah. Tom, good morning.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey, tell us what you're thinking, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you, this business about getting politicians that will do what the people want. The only problem with that is, does everybody want the same thing?
What's that?
You ever stop to think about that?
Everybody wants the same thing. What's that, Tom?
No. Does everybody want the same thing? No.
Oh.
That's why government is not supposed to be the provider of what everybody wants, but simply the arbitrator to kind of keep an orderly society and a watchdog as a check on abuses, not as somebody that gets behind the wheel and drives you where you're going all the time.
Well, you know, here's what I don't understand is I can understand the government being set up to do certain things, you know, foreign affairs, you know, defense of our country. I don't understand where it says in the Constitution that we as a people are, we have the right to cradle to grave care, you know, in all aspects, that they can get into our lives at all aspects. Where does it say that?
You know what the big problem is? For years, the Republicans attacked the Democrats as tax and spend. They were right. They were for small government. But somehow we've got away from that, and it's become the party of borrow and spend. You can have your cake and eat it, too, which is actually worse than tax and spend.
Well, I tell you what, here's what I think about that, Tom, is that you're right. The Republicans have gotten completely away from it, but you know what? The Republicans have been punished. They have been slapped down. It's not just a spanking. They were slapped down. They were taken outside. Their pants were pulled down, and they were smacked with the old wood in the woodshed because exactly what you said. Why, you know, they're bringing in all the money. You know, the economy was not bad. The economy was bringing in lots of money. Our Republican Congress under Bush completely spent all that money. And you know what? We deserve, if you're a conservative, and if you voted for Republicans, they deserve to be smacked. Now is the time for them to come back and take it back again.
Exactly. And sometimes as the loyal opposition, you get more done like you're supposed to. I think we were better off with Clinton with a Republican Congress than what we've had in the last several years. Of course, bear in mind, too, the press has been very slanted in the way they report the news. And
that's a different rant. I'm sorry, you only get one rant a day.
But one thing Americans have got to, what's happened over the last 30 years in this country, is we seem to have a spirit of entitlement. And we're entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We should have a system that provides for those who cannot provide for themselves, but by the same token, we do not have a system that grabs from one person to give to another and tries to equalize the results of everything.
Yeah, you know.
And that's what's happened. And, you know, socialism sounds good, like everybody put into the pot what they've got, and everybody take out what they need. The only problem is with human nature.
That you want more than you put in.
Grabs everything they think they can get away with, put as little in as possible, with the result that there's only two places socialism will ever work, in heaven where they don't need it, and hell where they've already got it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
I can't get past the spanking, Carl. I just go pick a switch.
Eldon. Eldon, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Eldon?
Pretty good. I've got a rant and something I don't understand.
Okay.
Every state in the United States will honor my driver's license, which is a privilege, but not every state will honor my concealed weapons permit, which is a right.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. You know, the thing is that when you get into the Second Amendment and you start talking about that, is it a right or is it a privilege? It's a right. Now, the question is why do states... Do states have the right to pass laws that restrict a right given to you under the Constitution?
Right.
Well, if you say no to that, and then you're saying then in any state we should be able to carry them, correct?
Right.
Well, I can't argue with that, Elton. I think that's a real good point you just made. Hello?
Hey, there you are. I was just in a bad spot right there with my phone.
All right.
Yeah, that's just something I haven't understood, you know? It's a right. I got my permit here and went through all the hoops, and but there's very few states I can actually carry in.
Well, you know what? I think if you look at the Utah gives you a right to carry if you take that one.
In 35 states.
Yeah, 35 states, which is, I tell you, it's,
right.
It's better than just one.
Exactly.
Hey, Eldon, thanks so much for your phone call.
Okay.
All right.
Got a baby he's holding there.
It sounds like it. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Rant Day, and everybody seems to be coming in with them. We like that. Give us a call. We've got like about 8 minutes left after this break. See you on the other side.
The very independent Michael Reagan calls him as he sees him every weeknight at 8. Listen to The Michael Reagan Show from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, this is Carl Botten. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, hey, one of the, you know, I just saw that we're on our way in that gas is $1.89 a gallon, and the cost of living index has dropped 1%, largest drop in like 80 years. The thing about the $1.89 a gallon means, hey, let's go out and buy those SUVs. We can drive them again. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Okay.
Well, they got to go somewhere.
I know. It's just a bit of humor there.
Where are they going to go?
Hey, let's talk about Hilltop. Huh? What?
The junkyard.
The junkyard. Well, you know what? You know, hey,
we drive a truck.
Hey, Big Three Automakers. We're going to talk about the Big Three Automakers on Saturday on our show. Saturday, of course. Talking about, hey, what about this bailout? I mean, a bailout ought to get everybody up and firing on that one. Now, the thing about Hilltop is, the businesses out there are impacted, and you know, our sponsors, Tobacco and Brew, and of course, Four Winds Jewelry. They're open. Keep going to those things.
Hey, by the way, I'm just going to do a quick plug here because of what's happened with a lot of the businesses on Hilltop. Carl and I are going to be out there on Thanksgiving weekend at Four Winds Jewelry on Saturday, and guess what? You know what's really great about empowerment? We get to make a deal.
Yeah, we
so
do.
If you're looking for jewelry, seriously. We get to play with
holidays.
You. Come in and have a glass of champagne, eggnog, coffee, whatever. And we're going to make a deal. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we've already got Leonard in a hammerlock. He's not even going to be out there in the front. We're going to make the deals. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on, Dan.
Oh, okay. I called about this Al Franken election business.
Oh, okay.
Not counting the fact when you look in his eyes, it's like looking at a wall with no pictures on it. To me, he should be brought up on Axe Sally type charges. About 5 years ago on Saturday Night Live, he did a skit where he had a football helmet with a satellite on top of it, and he was interviewing soldiers in Afghanistan or Iraq, and everyone, he hooked them up with their wives, and every wife told him the pleasant news that she was pregnant, wife or girlfriend, that she was pregnant, and every soldier had been overseas at least 10 months.
Oh. Oh, that was, I guess he thought that was real funny, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he thought that, it was the most disgusting thing I've seen come off of that show. Actually.
Well, I tell you, the most disgusting thing is if he wins.
Oh, I know. It goes back to the fact that the wall was no pictures.
And I tell you, you're absolutely right. Dan, that's good. Thanks. You know what? Every time I hear something about Al Franken, it just kind of lowers my estimation of him. And, already it was lower than whale poop.
Oh, he's a waste of air and space.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
You bet. Bye.
Hi. What's the matter?
Poop.
I can't say lower than whale poop. You're lucky I cleaned that one up. Hey, okay, now Saturday we're going to.
That's great.
Okay, Saturday we're going to. You can walk under a snake's belly. How about that one? He's so low he could walk under a snake's belly.
All right. I like the whale poop.
Okay. Hey, look, on the show Saturday, we're going to talk about GM. We're going to have some more rants going on. So that's our show on Free Fire Radio at 7 to 8 on Saturday mornings. Plus, in fact, we're going to talk about safety tips. And maybe we'll have somebody in from the fire department that we can talk about safety tips during the holidays. People, it's a horrible time to lose your home and your possessions because of something that you could prevent or something that could be prevented. Unlike those fires down in Southern California when those people lost, not only did they lose their money in the stock market, then these fires hit, they lost their homes, they lost everything. I mean, you know, we think we got it tough sometimes. And then you got to remember that some people have got it a lot tougher.
And then we'll be back on Monday and we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, you know, Secretary of State. You know, Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. Now, you know,
here's my
good buddy here, you know, Kelly. Kelly and I are opposed, diametrically opposed at times on certain things. We both, when he saw that, he's shaking his head going,
That's ridiculous.
There's a lot of baggage there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, Bill Clinton, I know you say, well, that was Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton's been speaking and taking a lot of money from people that may not be in the best interest of our country. I don't know.
Do you really want her talking to foreign leaders?
Well, do I want her there? No. But then again, what kind of deals were cut in that back room between her and Obama? You know, that's the thing, too, that kind of bothers me a little bit. Just a mini rant here is you've got, you know, the politics of change. This man came in saying, I want change. I want change. So who's he put on his cabinet? A bunch of Clinton people. Puts Tom Daschle, who was, that was not reelected due to his viewpoints. And so, you know, and he's got a number of other people that all have got ties to Clinton or ties to government. You know, what happened to change here? You know, what happened to the change that he said? Again, give him a chance, but, you know, he's got to be making these changes, that sweeping changes that's going to help this country.
Make your list on Monday. We'll be back at 8 o'clock, but don't forget Saturday at 7.
7 to 8. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?